Regular season's over, and with Triple SFM, you can enjoy the finals action here on Sunday Morning Sport.
She gave you everything she had, but she was young and gone. She took
some pressure being applied by the Lightning, some denial, gone inside to Braithwaite, and she's going to put that up. And she's starting to have a real presence in this game.
Vaughan now on the floor at the high post, turns around, throws, and nails the jump shot.
Sandy was a tricky down court to Ovens. Inside the line, Jackson goes to the baseline. Reverse layup, three-pointer for Natalie Hurst. The ball goes, a proud power up.
Jackson with a great rebound. Easy push off the glass.
The regular season's over. It's time for the playoffs.
It's Taylor, and she just banks in the shot. Doesn't make it in, hits all net.
Now Hughes in possession of the ball. The aggressor, good pass to Annie Burgess. She gets the two. Hughes from outside, hits from 3-point range, a magnificent shot.
Stay with Triple SFM right throughout the finals action. On Wednesday, the 12th of March, the Canberra Capitals had their grand final luncheon for the media. We were there at Triple S and caught up with Coach Carey Graff.
Carey Graff, a couple of days out, how are you feeling?
Feeling really good, and the team's really focused on in on Saturday, focused on our task really well. It's our destiny's in our own hands. It's up on.
What are you putting the team through this weekend?
Business as usual, you know. I mean, grand finals are especially a big crowd. They'll be noisy. There is a lot of emotion involved. You know, the way we prepare is the way we prepare for the semi-final, for the other things. We're just doing everything we do during the year, you know, working on our defense, working on our rebounding, working on being precise offensively, and to suddenly change things and do something different for the grand final, I think, is in the pay of what we've been doing all year.
Of course, revenge is a big losing last year to the same team, same venue, so revenge to the players.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's probably one of the best lessons a lot of our players will learn through their basketball careers. And the moment you start thinking of one is just the moment that the other team can steal the win from you. And I think we lost focus on the moment and huge plays in down the stretch. And I think that was a, you know, really understand a lot about ourselves and a lot about Sydney as an opposition. You know, they got some players that, you know, they might be quiet during the game, but in the clapping. And, you know, we saw that against Adelaide, you know, as it made big plays against us in the grand final, made big plays against Adelaide this year. So I think we've learned a lot from last year's, you know, we feel much more at home in the, we've been practicing there, we've lost the grand final there, and I think this team's ready to win it there.
And you have dragged the video out.
We've done that a couple of times this year. We did that at the start of the season before we played Sydney, when we first got together in pre-season, and we watched it last week before the semi-final. So, you know, we know what to do and what not to do. It's just a matter of us getting it done.
With Coach Graff being settled with her plans now for the remaining days build up to this grand final weekend, we now catch up with the players. And Mark Aston spoke to Eleanor Sharp about the butterflies towards the build up of this grand final 2002.
Well, actually, I've been waking up in the early hours of the morning playing the game over my head. But no, I'm fairly confident. The team's been training really well. We're doing all the right things, recovering, you know, having meetings, all that sort of stuff. So I think we're well prepared.
In your mind, in the early hours of the morning, how's the game going?
We're up by 25, comfortable. No. I guess, I see we've played them three times this year. We beat them twice and lost them once, and that time without Lauren and without Shelley. So I think that, a record, although we found out last year, can't always be, you know, something to go by, but we are confident. We've had a few good wins recently, and we're playing really well as a team.
Last year, has there been much talk about that?
Yes. it's definitely in the forefront of everybody's minds. It's a memory that, I think, whilst a bitter one for most of us, all of us, I think, it needs to be there. It's a good reminder of what we're trying to achieve this year.
What have you been doing this week?
Business as usual. I like to try and keep to the routine of things, so I work and I'm a student as well. So, I guess business as usual.
Kelly Abrams just a couple of days out. How are you feeling?
Pretty good, pretty relaxed just at the moment. Yeah, but I'm sure once the day arrives, we'll be all geared up and ready.
Well, it's three grand finals in a row, so it's easy, is it?
Not for me. It's actually my second. The grand final that they won, I actually took a year off. So last year was my first experience in a grand final, and this will be my second. So I'm out to get some sweet revenge.
Are you talking about that, thinking about that a lot?
Not particularly. I think we just want to know that we're not going to fall into the same, you know, errors that we did last year, and make sure that we're on the front foot this time.
You, of course, went from the bench to taking over Kristen Beale's job. You'll be starting on Saturday?
Yeah, I anticipate that I will. I've started all season, and I don't think there'll be any changes to the lineup.
Well, Lauren, just a couple of days out from the grand final. How are you feeling?
Really good, actually. Yeah, I'm not sort of focusing on the grand final just yet, but just taking it day by day and looking forward to playing.
Is it easy to avoid thinking about it, though?
Not really, when you've got everyone coming up going, good luck, great grand final, you're going to have a great time. But that's part of the sport, and that's great. You know, at least we know we've got backing from the community and everything. And staying at home and watching movies and stuff, yeah, it's easy.
Four grand finals in a row now.
Yes, it's a few, isn't it? Been very lucky, fortunate. Been in great teams. I think this year it's got to do a lot with the team itself, and I'm really happy that I'm playing for Canberra.
So what are you doing this week then in preparation?
Just nothing, just the same as what I've been doing all season, just sort of laying low, not going out or anything like that, just hanging back. What I do all the time, nothing.
Much thought about the fact that you lost to the same team last year?
Yeah, but again, they've lost probably one of their better players, Susie, and she was a big factor into their championship last year. But I think the girls are much more fired up, and they're not going to make the same mistake again. We aren't. It's not going to happen again that way.
You had, of course, the shoulder operation that caused you to miss the early part of the season. That's obviously not a problem now. Your form's great.
Definitely, yeah. No, I sort of got back just as it was getting better, and my shoulder's been really good. I'm so happy I had it done, and now that I don't have to worry about it again, it's great. And it hasn't been bothering me at all.
Well, Jacinta Hamilton, there's no strapping on the shoulder. How's it feeling?
Feeling really good. I'm back into full training this week, and getting into it, I feel fit and ready to go. So my shoulder's feeling almost 100%, so I'm quite confident to be out there on the floor on Saturday.
So it hasn't limited the way you're performing so far?
Oh, I'm definitely aware of it. Every now and again I'll get a bump, or I'll put it in an unusual position, and I'll definitely be aware of it. But I think having trained on Monday and on Tuesday also, I'm getting more confidence, and feeling really good.
Yeah, and the lead up to the grand final, a couple of days out, are you getting excited?
Oh, yeah. I've never been in a final before, and it's awesome. Everyone in Canberra's getting behind us. The feeling's there amongst the team. There's a definite atmosphere, and it's very exciting. Bit nervous, but excited.
It'll be your first grand final, and your sister's maybe last grand final if she retires.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she says that now, but she said that a couple of times before, so you never can be too sure. It is my first and possibly her last, so, you know, it's a funny little occasion. I don't think either of us would have expected when I was being pushed around in prams to her basketball games that this would end up happening, but, yeah, we're really excited, and we've got all the family coming up to support us, so it'll be good.
Well, Kristen Beale, I suppose it's another grand final, but one that you're going to miss out on.
Yeah, it is. Actually sunk in a bit this week that I was going to miss out on it. Still be a part of it, but it's not quite the same when you're not on the court.
We were trying to start a rumour, and the fact that even on the website, on the message board on the Capitals website, some people were asking the question, would you perhaps come out and play for 30 seconds?
I hadn't even thought about it. Like you, I got on the message board and I saw that, and it sparked a little thought in my mind. Imagine if I could do that. But I don't think it'd be too professional, and I decided, you know, probably won't even pursue that.
Somebody wants you to take a shot from half court.
Yeah. Yes. I don't see how that'll work because I haven't used a size, whatever size, 5'7" ball since January, and chucking up a half court shot, I'll probably just make a fool of myself. So.
But of course you are around the girls and in the preparation for this. You are a part of the team.
Yeah, still trying to stay
really involved with the girls, coming out to all the trainings as I have ever since I got my first knee done, and trying to soak up all their energy and give it back some, just because it's a huge thing to be a part of, even if you're not on the court. So I'm going to, yeah, really make the most of it.
So how is the injury coming along?
Good. Left one's come along really well, as it has been ever since I got it done back in December, but the right one had done 3 weeks ago today, and it's healed up 3 times faster than the other one. I'm already walking without a limp, full rotations on the bike, all that kind of stuff, and really happy with it, and the surgeon is too.
So the WNBA is still on the plans then?
Oh yeah, yeah, without a doubt. Got my visa done this week, trying to talk to Phoenix and figure out dates and times when I can get back and start getting right into the full mode of that.
What have the Capitals got to do to win this weekend?
Same thing as every championship. You have to do the little things, you have to work hard. You have to ride the momentum, try and swing it back to your way. The boards, blocking out, silly fouls, same stuff that lost us the grand final last year that we weren't great on. We need to fix this year.
Natalie Hurst, another grand final week for you. Does this week differ from last?
I don't think it does. The hype, I think, is a lot more. We've sold tickets a lot faster, but other than that, we're keeping calm, so it's a lot like last year.
Do you think having had the experience in a packed AIS arena is going to help out for your nerves starting off and then when you do get on?
It's just like last year. Like, we're used to playing in front of crowds. I think the girls use that. They ride on the crowds, so I think the crowds are going to help us out a lot.
Going up against Sydney and having watched them over the last couple of weeks, they've really started to build up their momentum. Do you feel that you also, even with a week's break, have still been able to continue on the momentum you had through the season?
Yeah, we've been training hard this week, pushing each other. Sydney are a running team. That's they'll get out and do that. We just need to have poise. We've been working on that all week, last week when we had the break, so we're looking all right.
Personally, your game this season, it's been extremely exciting to watch. I was listening to some highlights of the game on the website, and I remember there was one call of the Dandenong game where you just about cut the whole team in half to score.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Everyone just parted. It was like the sea just parted for me, and I just got a layup and like didn't expect it, didn't even think about it. And after it happened, I was like, oh, what happened there? But nah, that was great. It was a great feeling. It felt really good to do that.
Try to get something happening. Nat Hurst weaving through them. Amazing play from Natalie Hurst. She's weaved through about 5 players, probably all of the Dandenong players, and has laid up an uncontested layup. Amazing work from Hurst. Just too quick.
Hey, go, go. Oh, we're at the hands.